Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It is that time once again. It is Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I am your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Monday, Wednesday, we talk Catholic theology and apologetics. Friday is Free for All Friday. We talk about whatever I want to talk about. And there was an article I saw a few weeks ago, actually, that is still stuck with me that I want to talk to you about, because it brings up these conflicting ideas that I have about the ways society treats children. So it's an article on yourtango.com. I don't know how legitimate this website is. I don't know anything about Your Tango. I probably found this website because it was shared on msn.com. You know how there's like four websites you go to check to see like news and what's happening. MSN.com. I usually end up there a lot because there's something new or interesting going on. And so this was the article written back in January 6th. Those harmless videos pranking kids are more damaging than you think. Childism is a bias we should all avoid. So the article is talking about these prank videos on TikTok from parents pranking their children. Now, there have been prank videos like this going on for many years, long before TikTok. I remember on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy Kimmel did the I Ate Your Halloween Candy challenge. So the parents would film their kids, and the kids the day after Halloween are like, "Can I have my Halloween candy?" And then the parents tell them, "I'm so sorry, I ate your Halloween candy." And the kids just fall apart. They're either angry or they're sad. Well, actually, I'll play a few clips here right now. Here's from the I Ate Your Halloween Candy.
"Last night, we ate every bit of your Halloween candy."
"No!
I'm so sorry.
I ate you!
I was just kidding."
"Well, that's not very good.
The sweetest one by far, though, is there was one I remember. One of the kids says, "That's okay. You probably needed it." And I don't know if that child is actually like in a weird emotional codependent relationship with their parent or not, but that actually showed a kind of sweetness that I hope is well ordered and balanced. But these kinds of things, and now the article at Your Tango was written more for more recent ones. There were parents who would have people dress up as the Grinch, like in a full Grinch costume, and come in through the front door and steal all of the Christmas presents right in front of the kids. And the kids would like shriek and scream. Let me see if I got a clip here of that.
"I told you.
Oh no, the Grinch is stealing your presents. Oh no."
So they'll go and they'll do these prank videos, and I don't like this. I don't like it. I feel like it's mean to children. One, I think it's a mean prank in general to do to kids. But especially putting it on the internet and violating their privacy. The article here, going off earlier social science research, claims that this is a kind of prejudice or discrimination against children, that we treat children in a way we would not treat adults. So I'll read a little bit of the article here, and then I'll offer a few more insights. So it says, "An hour on TikTok can lead you through a matrix of hundreds of strangers' kids caught on camera, falling over, being adorable, living through their morning routines, or dancing. The holiday season was particularly saturated. Videos of kids opening gifts, having less satisfied reactions, pranks from parents to elicit a dramatic response. Good, harmless fun, right? Perhaps not." And it goes on talking about a researcher who says some of this can relate to childism, especially the scarier prank videos. And this researcher referenced Elizabeth Young Bruehl, Bruehl, B-R-U-E-H-L, who explains childism as prejudice against children akin to racism, sexism. "It's the belief that because children are smaller, younger, and still developing human beings with fewer experiences, society legitimizes and rationalizes behaviors toward them that are not in the best interests of children. And so here's the problem. It's very easy, and you'll see, for this mentality to go off into the extreme end. I remember reading an article once from some sociologist who said that she asks her infant, is it okay for me to change your diaper? Because I want to instill in them the concept of consent. You know, I'm not going to touch you without your consent. And they just say it. The baby obviously can't say yes or no, and they just go ahead and do it anyways. But what do they do when you have a 2-year-old? When you have a 2-year-old in diapers, and they will verbally say, no, I don't want to be changed. Or they'll just say, no. Well, what are you going to do? Like, oh, they have to. If I followed my 18-month-old or 2-year-old, like, in diapers, their consent in the matter, they would have this, like, ridiculous, saggy, awful thing hanging around their ankles, because children are not adults. You do things sometimes without or against a child's consent because it's for their own good. Like, for example, giving a child medicine. Like, if you know your child's sick and you know this medicine is good for them, and maybe it doesn't taste good, but you know the medicine is good for them, then you go and you forcibly administer the medicine if it's necessary, because the child doesn't know. And they're going to harm themselves from what they think that they is best for them. They don't actually know. You as the parent has the obligation for that. So this can go too far. But then the other extreme is this idea that you can just kind of treat children how you want, and you could treat them in ways you wouldn't treat adults. So like with the prank videos, like the "I ate your Halloween candy," or the Grinch stealing the Christmas, like the Grinch, like the kid is like screaming. It's terrifying. This green monster comes in and is taking your presents. Like, what's going on here? Like, I would love to find those parents who did that and arrange a prank where it's like a home invasion robbery. And like, they're coming in with like fake guns, like, get on the ground, get on the ground. We're taking your Christmas presents. Get on the ground right now. And, you know, they've got guns and they've got masks. And then it's like, oh, just kidding. You know, that would not be appropriate. You could not do that to adults. But the fear and terror you would instill in an adult is wrong. Then it's wrong to instill that kind of terror in a child, or to say to a child, hey, you know, you asked me to manage your retirement account. It's gone. I spent it all. I spent all of your retirement account at Vegas. I'm sorry. Well, that's how kids feel about their Halloween candy. They do feel that way about it. And to joke that you lost it or you ate it, it's mean to them. One I've always thought of, people do this all the time. When you have little kids, you see other people with little kids, there's little things that all parents kind of do. And one of them is this. You have a toddler, 18 months, 2 years old, and you see you're with other friends who have a newborn baby, or like baby's like 3 months old. And the mom will pick up the 3-month old and tell the toddler, uh-oh, this is my new baby now. Sorry, this is my baby, my new baby. And the toddler will get super jealous and upset and demand to be held, like, no, 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 me. And like, oh, sorry, this is my new baby now, my baby. And the toddler will get really upset, like they've been replaced. And that's sad. Like, but imagine, you know, the husband is, you know, imagine the husband of that mother is at a party and starts hugging another woman. And is like, oh, I'm sorry. This is my new wife now. Sorry. Even her, she's younger. She's replacing you. She's younger and cuter than you. So she's replacing you. This is my new wife. Laura and I have joked maybe for her channel, Too Far with Laura Horn, we'll do a video like if your spouse was like a toddler, you know what, how would you treat them? Like, how would they get the, like, screaming, like, no, like running, trying to push the interloper out of the way. So they're the two extremes here. I think that basically children should be treated with dignity. You shouldn't treat them as if they were adults, because they're not adults. They don't know what's best for them, but you should treat them in an analogous relationship to an adult. So let me share a little bit, though, about the book by Young Brule, Childism. This was published back in 2012. I think she died, actually, shortly after the book was published. This is about 10 years ago. When it came out, here's a summary from the Washington Post. Among the book's key insights is that many behaviors that we don't think of as abuse are, in fact, abusive because they place parental needs above children's developmental needs. For example, there are the overly ambitious helicopter parents who push their children intellectually and socially before they are developmentally ready. There are the educators and physicians who are too quick to label normal childish behavior as pathological. There is an aggressive commercial culture that colonizes children's imagination, distorts their body image, encourages precocious sexuality, rampant materialism, and unhealthy eating habits. So all that I do agree with. Like, I think it's really tragic what's happened to boys lately. Lately, this has been happening for like 30 years, that you'll have boys be diagnosed with ADHD. Why? Because elementary age boys in a classroom are treated like defective girls. Like a girl, and I have three boys, so it is just pandemonium all the time. But I love having three boys. If we're blessed with another baby, if we're blessed with a girl, I'll figure it out. But I don't know. But when I see other little girls playing around our boys, it's like night and day. Like the girls would just sit. I remember once we bought a playhouse for the boys. I spent months assembling it, bit by bit at night. Finally, the playhouse is created. They play with it for about 15 minutes and we're done. No interest. Boys don't like playhouses. And it wasn't like a girly playhouse. It was like a little like rustic cabin. I thought they'd enjoy playing in it. They liked swings. They like monkey bars. But girls can play with playhouses and have more of that imaginative play. And they can sit quietly in color and entertain themselves. So in schools, modern schooling is really geared around sitting still, paying attention, and girls naturally excel at that more than boys. And so boys are treated like defective girls. They're not acting like the girls, not sitting still. Well, maybe we could look at it another way. What if we did schooling in a radically different way where, okay, you have to figure out how to cross this river using these materials. And if the girls complain, it's like, oh, well, they have activity deficit disorder, ADD. They're not willing to get messy. They're not willing to squish the bugs. You know, they won't cooperate. We better hop them up on drugs because they have activity deficit disorder or something like that. So I do think children are overdiagnosed. You've got parents who push them and try to live vicariously through them. And that's not okay. You should all, and I think childism, the goal of childism is to act in a child's best interest. And you don't put your interests ahead in conflict with your child's. Now, the critics of Young Brule's book, Childism, do say she goes too far in trying to say that everything a child does has to come first. Because the problem is, like, I'll tell my kids, look, mommy comes first, God comes first, then mommy, then you guys. I have to have the foundations. I have to have God first and foremost. Everything has to be good with God, then it has to be good with mommy, then it has to be good with you guys. If I don't have those foundations, if it's like God and I and kids and I, the house will fall apart because it's built on the vocation of my marriage to Laura. So a criticism of Young Brule's book, Childism, New York Magazine, after it came out, this is what it said. Childism primarily focuses on societal outcomes, but as a shrink by training, I guess this is written more of a colloquial style, Young Brule is invested in the psychic causes of the broader problems she identifies. And thus she finds a potentially childish self lurking within all parents. Every time parents do not, quote, make paramount or prioritize the needs of their children over their own needs, the needs of future adults over the needs of present adults, end quote, they are being childish. Spanking is childish, but so is too much homework. Ambitious mothers are childish for wanting their children's accomplishments to reflect well on them, as are fathers who retreat to the couch for a moment's peace. And it goes on to say, it is on this individual level her argument melts like a two-year-old overdue for a nap, because there's a difference between childism and other isms, and it's that its victims are children. Until taught to do so, kids can't dress themselves, control their emotions, or distinguish between concepts like today and tomorrow. So true, especially little kids. When I try to tell my toddler, we'll do it later, he's just like, you're saying no, I'm mad at you. And this is right, this idea that, no, sometimes my job is to not fulfill all my kids' needs 24/7. That would spoil them rotten. They can figure things out for themselves. But I shouldn't, in pursuing my own needs, put them in conflict with my children's needs. So if I want to have a successful YouTube channel, that's why I don't like to have my children on my YouTube channel or Laura's channel. So if you watch Too Far with Laura Horn, when we need a toddler in it, I just pretend to be a toddler. And so I do that because, one, I think it's funny. And two, I don't have my children on my show and in Laura's a little bit here or there, but I don't want them on all the time on the internet. That's not, in general, I want to keep kids off the internet, off social media, and they're too young to consent to it. And you put videos of them up there, it's up there forever. So the article goes on to finish to say, in the words of Thomas Phelan, author of the parenting classic 1-2-3 Magic, children are inferior. It seems like a fair word to describe them. Now, obviously not inferior in dignity, but they are less developed than we are. And we have to take that into account. Only by seeing themselves for what they are, older and wiser, superior to their offspring, can parents begin to do the job right. And that's how the balance goes. To avoid childism, like, you don't want to be such an authoritarian, you treat your children as if they're just little behavior robots that you program. You don't want to be so permissive. That's what I struggle with, honestly, that you're worried about being authoritarian. You end up being permissive and you don't give your children the proper guardrails that they need. But especially the things where you're trying to have a joke or fun at their expense on the internet. In general, I just want to keep kids off the internet so badly, so badly. It's just so much more fun for them to go play in the, like my son, when he goes to events, to parties with kids that are not in his homeschool group, you know, at the gym or at other places, the other kids he hangs out with are all on their phones. They're like 7 or 8. And it's sad. I'd rather take my son out to the woods to hop over a creek and go exploring and play at the playground, or, you know, even just wrestle with him or go jump on the trampoline. Look at me. On and on and on we go. Well, I hope that was helpful for you all to understand childism. The book, I haven't read it. It has mixed advice in it. Childism, Elizabeth Young Brewer. But yeah, overall, I hope this is all helpful for you guys and that you just have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.